Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to Tuesday's Scripture Talk with Pastor Tom Rose, Associate Pastor of Marshall Baptist Church, Marshall, Wisconsin. The psalmist said it well, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Let's begin with prayer. Father, we thank you for the privilege we have to be your workers in your vineyard. Father, guide and direct our thoughts this day. For we pray in Christ's precious name. Amen. Today I would like to consider a thought contained in Matthew chapter 21, verses 28 through 31. The Bible says, "But what think ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, 'Son, go work today in my vineyard.' He answered and said, 'I will not.' But afterwards he repented and went. And he came to the second and said likewise. And he answered and said, 'Sir, I go, sir.' And he went not." I'd like to consider these two sons this morning. It's interesting. I'd like to take as my text, "Son, go work today in my vineyard." The question may be asked, what kind of a workman am I for the Lord Jesus Christ? In our text, we see two sons. The first said, "I will not." He repented and went. The second said, "I'll go," but he went not. The first did the will of the Father. There are many metaphors which the church is described or depicted in the Word of God. Here is expressed as a vineyard. We can read in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 1, "Now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved hath a vineyard in a very fruitful hill." It's interesting, in the act of conversion, the believer is transplanted out of this desert world of ours into the Lord's vineyard, the local church. And again, we can deprive from Scripture that this old wild branch is engrafted into the true branch, the living vine, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And in John chapter 15, we read that as we have been grafted into the vine, our branch is to bear fruit, more fruit, and much fruit. So you and I have a responsibility as a worker for the Lord Jesus Christ to be fruitful. Let's consider a workman. We read in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained, that we should walk in them." Every believer is called to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. We are called to a work, to worship, to witness, to labor for our Lord Jesus Christ. We read again in Scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 9, For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. So we begin to realize the Scripture has given us a command that once we have been converted to our Lord Jesus Christ through repentance and faith, we are to be workmen, and God has ordained that even before the foundation of the world. We're not just to go to church to sit in a pew, but we are to be laborers together with God. Think of that privilege. To be a laborer together with the Almighty God, He who created us, He who redeemed us by the precious blood of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we begin to see in Scripture that every believer is to be a workman for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we look at our text, the Bible says, "Son, go work today in my vineyard." You know, again, that today is today. It's not yesterday. Yesterday is past. It's not tomorrow. Tomorrow's not even here. The rapture may take place. So the command to us as believers is that we are to be laboring for Him every day that He gives us the privilege to live for Him on this planet Earth. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 1, we'll read these words. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 1, "We then, as workers together with Him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain." We then, God's talking to those believers into church at Corinth, and He's classifying Himself right along with them. We, together, we are laborers for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So you and I have a great privilege and a great responsibility to be a laborer for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it's interesting, over in John, I believe it's chapter 20 and verse 21, the Word of God tells us, "Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." So we see the commandment from God that we, as members of that local Baptist church, are to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to labor. You know, our life is to be lived in such a way that we point others to Jesus Christ. They can see that we are changed people. True, amen. Doesn't the Bible tell us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17? "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." So that new creature in Christ, we're to be a laborer for our Lord Jesus Christ. We're to take the gospel of Christ wherever we go. You know, again, our neighbors need to know that we're born again. We're different people. We have the blessed hope that lies within us. Our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, His promises are yea. And so you and I, as laborers for Jesus Christ, you know, what category are we going to place ourselves into? The Son, who said at first, "I'm not going to go," but He went and did the job, labor in the vineyard. Or the second Son, who said, "I'm going to go, but I'm really not going to go." He'd already made the decision. He was giving lip service. To me, it's just interesting that how many people try to justify why they don't witness. "I'm timid, I'm shy, I don't have the opportunity." God gives each and every one of us an opportunity to be a witness for Him. Again, the commandment of God is clear here. We can read in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the world," of the earth, excuse me. And so we begin to understand that this text, that in our text, that the Lord is telling us that we have a responsibility as laborers for Jesus Christ to get out in the vineyard and do work. We can't just sit by. Of course, He said to that church again over in Mark chapter 1 and verse 15, "And He said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." So you and I have a great responsibility, and it's we make the determination whether we are going to adhere and be a doer of the word or a hearer only. So you and I have a responsibility to God even right now. And how are we going to live for God? What kind of a witness are we? You know, do we take the gospel of Jesus Christ with us wherever we may go? You know, dear friend, you can carry a gospel tract with you. Leave it wherever you are. Take the opportunity when you talk to your neighbor or somebody as you do your business about the world, in the world, that take that opportunity and be a witness. You and I will make that decision. Are we workers for Jesus Christ? Are we going today to be that laborer for him, or do we put it off? You know, it's just a thought, dear friend. So you and I are challenged by the Word of God today. Take the gospel with you. Until the next time, have a blessed day in the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee and cause his face to shine upon thee.